Hello everyone and welcome to Broadhurst Park. It's Sunday afternoon and it's quite a nice day and we're here for live coverage this afternoon of FC United and Manchester's women's team against Stockport County. It's second in the league, FC United against Stockport County Blues, currently in sixth position. Teams are now out on the pitch and pretty much we're ready to get things underway. The referee's being very punctual this afternoon. Stato Paul is with me. Hello Paul.
Good afternoon.
So this afternoon's game, it's a crucial one because if FC United win this, they go top.
Yeah, we're a point away from top spot and the team at the top at the moment, as we know, are not playing today, so great opportunity.
Now, I'll give you the team news as we go, but FC United on the attack straight away with Kirsty Chambers down the left. Cross comes in, it's a cross come shot, and within 21 seconds, dear listener, FC United and Manchester's women's team have gone 1-0 up. I've not even had a chance to properly introduce myself. Kirsty Chambers just has, though. 21 seconds on the clock, far corner, 1-0.
Obviously, before we start a game, we always wonder what the opposition strategy is going to be and how long they're going to hang on for, how long they're going to repel what we've got to give them. And that's our 60th goal of the season. And as you said, 21 seconds on the clock.
Blimey.
Not the start that Stockport County Blues
no,
really
so
wanted.
FC United 1-0 up, 21 seconds gone here at Broadhurst Park. But if you're just joining us, 1-0 on the scoreboard and 5 minutes gone here at Broadhurst Park. Now, but it's Chambers now with this cross. It's a good cross. Near post, defender gets it clear, but the ball breaks to Jess Battle on the penalty spot, who belts it. And there's no saving that one. And with 5 minutes gone here at Broadhurst Park, it's FC United and Manchester 2, Stockport County 0. Paul.
Well, Jess Battle has had a three-match suspension. She's come back and she's taken 5 minutes to get back on the score sheet. She'll be delighted with that.
Well, it's going to be a corner ball and we are into the last minute of this first half. It's going to be Sullivan to take this corner from this main stand side. It's going to be an in-swinger. All the usual faces in the box for FC United. In it comes towards the penalty spot. It goes. Davies is there, heads it forward. It breaks towards Battle, but it's cleared only as far as Fields. Fields has got Chambers out to the left-hand side. Ball isn't the best though and County can bring this ball away. Is there a chance for a counter attack here for Stockport County? Wins is there defending against Brooks does well though, very strong from her, plays the ball back and well there's Hatcliffe on the halfway line now, charging forward, leaves it for Chambers appeals for handball. Chambers plays a ball through to Battle. She's one-on-one with the goalkeeper and she slots it home. And, well, County are still complaining about a potential handball there between either Hatcliffe and Chambers. It did look a bit messy. We couldn't see the handball from here. They're annoyed. But the only fact of the matter is, on 45 minutes, Jess Battle has broken the deadlock and made it 3-0 now. Elborn now plays the ball out to the right-hand side, but it's cut out by Chambers, who's tracking back well. Chambers now crossing the halfway line. Still going. Still with the ball. Plays the ball forward to Hatcliffe. Hatcliffe lays it off to Sullivan. On the edge of the box. Nothing on in the box at the moment. FC United. Battle. Battle turns. Oh, this is much better from Battle. Singleton's there. Oh. The ball falls, though, from Singleton's save. Straight to the feet of Battle, who makes it 4-0 with 58 minutes gone. But again, it's trying to play through the eye of a needle, and in that case, it paid off.
Well, Jess Battle managed to work herself through a roadblock there. It's the only way I can describe it. The first chance that she had, the goalkeeper came out, the defenders closed her down, and it was a horrible collision of bodies. And luckily, the ball broke back to her, and she said, "Well, thanks very much. I'll have the fourth."
It's interesting because over on Ronald Johnson Plainfield at the moment, I think they've got some. I think it's rugby league training they're doing, and I can only describe that as battering ram technique there from Jess Battle, straight through, and eventually getting a goal.
And that's a hat trick.